Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norel Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norel Toyota for sponsoring today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, good morning. My name's Alan Grandison. I am actually elected. I'm on council, but more importantly, I'd like to believe I'm a long-term valued community member. I've been in McMurray since the early 80s. Mm-hmm. Have made this my home, met my wife here. All my kids were born here.
Right.
I love this community. I love being here.
Yeah.
And plans right now are actually to retire here.
Okay.
We're seeing more and more people retire in Fort McMurray, and
Correct.
We're actually seeing some seniors move to Fort McMurray.
That's right, which is a really cool concept. Yeah. Like, my parents have retired here. They've decided this is it for them. They moved here in, like, 77. But, yeah, like, you are seeing, because of some of the groups my mom's in, she's like, yeah, there's some new old people moving into the community, which is wild. Why do you think that is?
Because of the amenities that we have here. Mm-hmm. St. Aidan's is tremendous. Golden Years is tremendous. Mac Island is tremendous. We have supports and services for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Medical is we have a hospital and stuff here.
Yeah.
So there's benefits to seniors being here. And so instead of living apart and away from their families,
right,
people are actually moving closer to their families because this is also one of the best places in Alberta to buy a house.
That's correct.
Based on income and cost of houses and everything else, this is one of the number one spots in the whole province to actually purchase real estate.
Yeah.
So if you're retiring, mm-hmm, and you want to be close to your family, now's a great time to join us.
That's right.
Our amazing city. And I think once people get here, what they hear goes right out the window, because 100%. What they hear is as you know, not what life is really like in our community.
That's exactly it. So you obviously, just talking about that random question that just came up, you can see you're passionate about this community for sure.
I am.
So what about that passion do you bring to council?
Well, longevity. So one of my big issues when I was elected was, you know, there's always the ongoing issues, you know, ATVs and access to the bush and those things that interest people in our community. Those are always going to be there.
That's right.
And as councillors, we always have to kind of check and balance what can we do, what can't we do, what's important. So that part is always true. But fiscal responsibility is the key thing for me. We're in reasonable financial shape right now. But as I'm sure you know, with Bill 21, we have a decreased revenue because we have to get down to the 5-to-1 tax ratio.
Right.
So our income is coming down, but like your expenses, our expenses are going up.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So how do we balance that to ensure that we continue to provide a top-notch service to our citizens and all of the rest of it? So I really focus on fiscal responsibility and looking long-term, not just 2 years, which is the end of my term.
Right.
How about 10 years?
Yeah.
How about 15 years down the road? Because every time we build something,
we
now have to maintain that forever.
Right. Yeah, it becomes an asset.
Right. And sometimes people don't pay attention to that. They look at the capital, it's going to cost $40 million. We can afford that.
Right.
Well, it's going to cost $120 million to take care of it.
Right.
So it's not just the $40 million over the next 20, 30 years is going to cost $120 million more. And can we afford? So every playground, every park, every building, everything
Yeah.
has asset management that goes with it.
Right, right. Now, when you were first getting into this, did you think you would be so entrenched and knowledgeable about like the money like you're talking about? Was that, did you know before getting into government that's how much was required?
Yes.
You did?
I did.
Good for you.
I worked for the municipality.
Right.
So I was in management there for 10 years.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I mean, in the early 80s, I was the band manager in Fort McKay. No matter where you go, whether it's private business or whether it's government, we always have to take care of our money. We always have to manage it. Like your household, you know, there may be times where I'd really like new windows.
Yeah.
But is now the time to buy them?
Right.
Right?
Right.
And essentially, that's how I look at the public purse. I look at it, it's like my own bank account.
Yeah.
And, you know, can we do this now? And you know, we have to rate capital projects because, you know, we may have $300 million worth of capital projects that are being requested.
Right.
But only have $140 million to actually spend.
Right.
So
right.
You now have to create a priority system. And I think our administration's doing that now. So they've got a priority system. So we have this much money. What's the priority? What comes first?
Yeah.
And safety obviously comes first. Mm-hmm. You know, streets, sidewalks, snow clearing, all of those public services, water, sewer, et cetera.
Yeah.
Those are all number one.
Right.
First and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
The other things, the nice things, the trails, the parks, all of those things,
mm-hmm.
some of them might have to be on the back burner until such time as we can make sure that we get all of the primary things done.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, of course.
So yeah, I've always been always been mindful of money.
Yeah.
And respectful of your money. It's your money I'm spending.
Yeah. Facts.
You know, so that's how I look at it. And if you talk to my colleagues, you'll find out that I'm really quite scotch when it comes to spending your money. I'm probably more generous with my own money.
Awesome. That's very cool. Now, before we started filming, we were chatting about you're a big walker.
Yes.
So what is the coolest thing that you've come across during your walks? May it be in Fort McMurray or outside of this community.
We come across, my wife and I both love to walk. And so on vacations, you know, we were in Rome 3 years ago, right before COVID.
Yeah.
And I think one day we walked, I don't know, 38,000 steps or something like that.
No doubt.
With a couple that we were traveling with. And it was like, oh, let's go see the stadium now. Well, it's on the other side, but we'll just walk there. You know, if we can actually walk there. And in that journey, a number of things happen. Conversations happen.
Mm-hmm.
You see things at a different level when you're kind of on the ground. And my wife and I do a lot of walking here as much as possible. Well, the 40 below and snow is not here.
Yeah.
And when it's 40 below and the snow is here,
yeah.
go to Mech Island.
Okay.
And walk around the track.
Right.
Just to continue to get that movement because as I age, movement is really important. So what your question, I don't know that there's any one specific thing.
Yeah.
But in the spring, it's beautiful to watch life come around. Throughout the summer, it's beautiful to just feel the heat and enjoy the beauty of our region.
Right.
As it gets colder right now, it's walk quick and stay warm. You know, but enjoy the movement and the fresh air. So it's a little bit different each time.
Right. So prior to getting into walking, what kind of sports were you into?
I was ball was my number one.
We talking football, baseball.
Baseball. I was president of Fort McMurray Minor Baseball.
Okay.
I coached baseball. I was also the umpire in chief for baseball. I was the umpire in chief for softball.
Yeah.
And I was on the executive for softball for 23 or 24 years.
Yeah. As the umpire, I can imagine you are not the most popular person in this community.
Well, it's 50-50.
I have nothing but respect and admiration for referees, umpires, like judges.
Officials.
Like, I couldn't do it. You know, like, because you got to make that hard call. You're going to irritate some individuals. Yeah. They're going to have a feeling about it, good or bad, you know. So, like, my hat goes off to you, bro.
I still train.
Okay.
Mike Vickers.
What do you mean train?
I still train the umpires.
Oh, I thought. Okay.
And
okay.
Mike Vickers is the new umpire in chief. I retired that role to him a number of years ago, but he still brings me out for the instructional part.
Wild.
And one of the things that I always say to my umpires is, yeah. and Mike is a huge advocate of this. It puts effort over results every time because you have to try. Because if you don't try, you don't get better.
Right.
And I always tell the umpires, you will make a mistake.
Yeah.
I guarantee you will make a mistake. And part of being a good umpire is you got to suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I make a call at second base. I call time.
Yeah.
I turn around. There's a number of times I turn around, and in my head I'm going, man, did I ever blow that call?
That's right.
But it's done.
Right.
And the last thing you can do is change it. The minute you change it,
I never thought about that.
Both teams want to eat you alive. So when you make a call, even if it's the wrong call, even if you open your mouth and the words came out before your head engaged.
Right.
And you go, time, and you turn around and walk away and go, oh, my God, did I ever miss that?
Right.
You have to eat it.
I couldn't
do it. You have no choice because the last thing you want to do is turn around and go, oh, yeah, I think I blew that. Yeah, no, really, you're safe. Well, then the team, the defensive team wants to kill you, right? So you make your call, you learn from it.
Yeah.
And then the next time, you get yourself in a good position, you take 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you make the call. Let everything, your eyes, your brain, and your mouth all work together.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you let one overrule the other, that's when you make mistakes.
Okay. So I have a question based on perspective for you.
Okay.
So we filmed this show, right? And so when I'm having this conversation with you, I see it from here.
Right.
But every once in a while, I edit the show. So I then get to view it from the camera's viewpoint, which is kind of weird.
Yep.
Now, as an umpire, you're viewing the game from this angle. So, like, when you go and watch baseball later on, what does, like, are you still looking at plays from this angle, or are you switching it around in your brain and you could just enjoy the sport?
A little bit of both. It's interesting you say that because whenever I go to a Giants game, for example, the people sitting around me will go, can you just watch the game? Because I'm always paying attention to the officials, to their placement, so on and so forth, because it's really about angles versus distance. So when you're by yourself and you're only one umpire and you're doing the whole game, you can't close the distance between home plate and second if there's a play there. So you get as close to second as possible, stop, plant your feet, keep your head still, but get an angle to the play so you can see on both sides.
Right.
So you put yourself in the best possible position to make a good call.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Plain and simple. And sometimes and different plays will dictate where you go on the diamond.
Yeah.
Right? So if there's a runner on third and there's a play at first,
yeah,
instead of going in the middle of the diamond, you go on the foul side. And here's the reason. Because you get the out at one, the first baseman's going to immediately throw the ball home.
Yeah.
Because the runner from three is going to be trying to advance home. If you're standing there, you're going to get a ball in the face.
Yeah.
So on that play, you have to go up the foul side. So you got an angle to one like this.
Right.
And then you can pivot to see the play at home. So it's all about being in the right position, the right angle.
Yeah. Wow. I got to be honest. Like, and some people watch the show and they say, Elliot, are you acting? I'm not acting. I never really thought about referees being like, because I just watch the sport. But like, if you wanted to, you could watch, like you're explaining, all the stuff happening behind the scenes.
Behind the plays.
Behind the plays, yeah.
Absolutely.
In hockey, in baseball, in basketball, like you, those referees, umpires, like officials, as Tanner said, like they go out of their way not to get in the way.
Yes.
Wow.
And if you, the World Series is starting on Friday, so we just went through the National League last night and the American League, so Texas and Arizona are going to be playing in the World Series. There's 6 umpires on the field.
Yeah.
And even with 6 umpires, I guarantee you there will be appeal plays and the umpires will have gotten something wrong because it's a game of inches, of millimeters sometimes, right? So you have an umpire on every base, home base, first, second, third, left field, and right field. during playoff games. Right. So you have six officials on the field to try and get it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the officials who get the awarded the playoff games are the officials who have demonstrated the highest skill set throughout the course of the year.
Right.
They become the umpires that get that call. So the ones that rate the highest, that make the least mistakes, they're the ones who get the call for the World Series.
So there's like a borderline World Series of umpires as well.
Basically.
You're competing all year to get to the show.
Yeah, well, so Angel Hernandez actually sued Major League Baseball because he never got an assignment for playoffs.
Yeah.
Which was horrible because what Major League Baseball did is prove to the judge that he was a bad umpire. And that's why he didn't get the position. It had nothing to do with the fact that he was Latino.
Yeah.
It had to do with the quality of his officiating.
Yeah.
The reason he wasn't getting the call. So he just embarrassed himself because Major League Baseball had to come out and prove he was awful.
Yeah.
As to why, it, as their defense.
Wow.
And Major League Baseball won.
Yeah. So, holy. That's a court case that's embarrassing to lose.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know whether you know, there was an umpire that cost a pitcher in Detroit a perfect game.
Yeah.
Because he called a runner safe at first that was actually out, and that was before we had instant replay.
Right.
And the umpire actually had tears in his eyes when he apologized, because after the game, he reviewed it and saw that he had made a mistake.
Yeah.
No umpire goes out there with the intent of making a mistake.
Right.
They go out there trying their best to get it right. But we're all human.
What we make mistakes. Man, I'm so glad we got on this topic. But we need to throw it to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie, for your ongoing support. Yeah, no, that was a great topic. That's a good viewpoint coming from the other angle.
Yep.
But we're back. It's the Max City Minute. Tanner, take it away.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is one thing you've gotten to learn about Fort McMurray from your time on council?
Just how many people in this community care about this community, care about the people in the community, have a desire to make the community better. I knew there were lots, but my exposure on council shows me even more.
Question number two. If you could witness any baseball moment from you, the past live, what moment would you choose?
From the past, I'd love to see Babe Ruth hit a home run.
Nice.
Question number three. If you could bring one amenity or business to downtown Fort McMurray, what would you choose to bring?
I wouldn't bring one amenity. I'd bring a number of amenities. I want people to celebrate downtown. So I think that if we could continue to focus on the downtown, more businesses will thrive and more people will come to the downtown core. So I don't think any one thing will do that. I think it's going to take a lot for that to happen. So,
question number four. What has been your proudest achievement you've had within the community?
Proudest achievement I've had? Honestly, raising three young boys. And what this community has to offer for families and stuff. That's my biggest joy.
And your final question, what is your go-to toppings when ordering a pizza?
Oh, God. Pepperoni.
Just straight pepperoni?
Just straight pepperoni. I used the Great White North at Boston Pizza. It used to be my favorite all-time pizza. But I lean towards, but it's interesting you say that because as I get older, I don't eat a lot of pizza because it's not good for me. So.
Those have been your five questions.
Okay. Tanner tapped his watch. Are we out? Oh. Okay. This is something. When guests bring topics to talk about, because we don't prepare for this show.
Right.
Like, we never do. And guests say, like, how can I prepare? And they bring notes, and I want to talk about these things. And every time a guest brings something to say, like, hey, I want to talk about this specifically, it never get gets brought up. Today, for the first time, I came with something to talk to you about, and it didn't get brought up. So I fell into my own trap. All right, before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug, though. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
A plug. Get involved, people. Pay attention. Like, council is not a popularity contest. We need, you know, councilors need to work.
Mm.
And you as the public who vote for us need to understand the people you're putting in there. Do they represent you? Do they represent the interests that you have? Do they represent this community? Always pay attention to that. Don't, you know, we need more people showing up at the polls and getting involved in your lives, in the lives that we live in this community. Without you, we can't do it.
There you go. Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
It's so ballistic!
As we like
talk about quenching your ugly thirst.
Yeah.